Katina Hayden is a community-minded young woman. She's also driven and ambitious. It's for these reasons she became student council president at Marymount Academy and a student trustee for the Sudbury Catholic District School Board. "Community is my biggest inspiration," Katina said. "My friends, family, peers, and colleagues drive me to be the best person I can be, and to fulfill the role I have been given to the best of my abilities. Everything that I do, and every task I undertake, is done with the betterment of my community in mind. Each individual deserves to have an environment where they feel loved, supported, and appreciated, and I want to be a part of building that community." She has been involved in student politics for as long as she can remember, and even as a young elementary student she was eager to participate in leadership opportunities. "When I started at Marymount Academy as a grade 7 student, I immediately knew I wanted to be a part of the student council," Katina said. "It was my first big opportunity to be a leader, and I am proud to say that I have been an active member for the past 5 years, preparing me for my current role as the student council president." Hayden was given the opportunity to join the Sudbury Catholic School Board's Student Senate in grade 10. In 2021, she ran for the position of student trustee, and soon began her 2-year term with. "During my time as student trustee, I have had the unique opportunity to collaborate with members of our board and participate in conversations that impact not only my school board, but students across Ontario," Katina said. "This year, my fellow student trustee and I had the opportunity to write a letter to the Minister of Education regarding the current mental health crisis that is being experienced by students across Ontario. It is our hope that through our work, we will be able to make a difference for students not only within our own city, but across the province." Asked what she considers her greatest achievement, Katina said, "I am incredibly proud of what I have accomplished within my community as a student trustee, as well as within my own school community as student council president. Whether it was running a campaign supporting a charitable member of our community or volunteering as a mentor in my school, each project is a reminder that I serve my community to make it a better place for everyone. Each accomplishment, both personally and through my work, is a stepping stone to something far greater than I could ever imagine. I look forward to using the leadership skills and experience I have gained throughout my term as student trustee to achieve even greater things in my community." She credits family for her success. "I would not be who I am today without my parents," Katina said. "As a teacher, my mom has always instilled a deep appreciation for education in my sister and I, and has shown me what it means to be a leader. In addition to community involvement, one of my biggest passions is science, and I owe that to my dad. For as long as I can remember, my dad has always encouraged me to ask questions about the complex world we live in and to seek out the answers. It is thanks to him that I have become an analytical thinker and curious individual. Without the unconditional support of my parents, I never would have made it to where I am today, as both a student and an individual. I am forever grateful for them." Hayden discusses how volunteerism mixes with her love for community. "Each individual has unique abilities that they can use to help others, and I believe there is nothing more incredible than being able to help others while doing something you're passionate about. For me, volunteering is a way to use my unique gifts and talents to help others in my community." As lead percussionist of Marymount's senior concert band, one of my favorite roles is mentoring some of the newer members of our band. Watching someone grow as both an individual and a musician, while developing a passion for music, is something that brings me so much joy. Through volunteering, you become someone reliable within your community. Asked about her plans for the future, Hayden is enthusiastic, and her love of science quickly boils to the surface. She plans to pursue a degree in biology from the University of Ottawa, specializing in cellular and molecular biology with a focus on genetics. "I have always been fascinated with the intricacies of genetics, and how even the smallest change can have a huge impact on a person's unique biology. After my bachelor's, it is my hope to obtain a master's degree, as well as a PhD, and pursue a career in genetic research. The world of genetic research is vast and full of unique opportunities. I can't wait to see where my post-secondary journey will take me." Katina Hayden's words of inspiration. when starting a new journey, whether it be a new job, extracurricular activity or role in your community, remember that the first step is always the hardest one to take. If you are passionate about something, give it all you have, and don't ever stop trying until you get to where you want to be. Don't let the fear of failure hold you back from doing what you want to do. Mistakes are inevitable, so make them, learn from them, and move forward with more knowledge than when you started. Let each challenge and each success be an opportunity for you to grow as an individual, and remember that we only ever truly fail when we give up. You will never know what you are capable of unless you try. James Stewart is a writer in North Bay. Inspire is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.